Module 4, Strategies for Goal Setting. Goals are continually linked to attention management. Success on both a personal and professional level demands effective goal setting. Goal setting, however, requires careful strategy and execution. Simply writing down a list of things to do is not goal setting. Goals need to be made on an emotional and intellectual level in order to be achieved successfully. Listening to your emotions. People often fail to reach their goals because they ignore the emotional aspect of goal setting. Emotions affect every aspect of a person's life. They influence health and factor into how well people perform at work. Feelings towards goals determine whether or not they are achieved. Feelings of obligation will only motivate someone so far. Goals need to be based on personal vision in order to be effective. Vision. Vision statements allow people to create goals that relate to their convictions and emotions. Recognize your values. Reflect on what you truly value and how these values will shape your future. Consider your goals. What do you want your life to be like in the future? Write it down. Draft a vision statement and revisit occasionally to make any necessary adjustments. Prioritizing. People often fail to achieve goals when the number of things they need to do overwhelm them. Goals must be prioritized. It is not possible to concentrate on every goal at once. They should be ranked in order of importance so that plans can be made accordingly. It is essential to have balanced goals that reflect all areas of life. Personal values and visions should be used to prioritize personal and professional goals. Examples of prioritizing: goals and priorities. Earn a promotion, B. Buy a house, C. Become a mentor, C. Coach my child's sports team, A. Stay healthy by exercising, A. Re-gating. Sensory gating is the process that the brain uses to adjust to stimuli. There is a direct connection between the ability to filter out distracting stimuli and performance. Stress, anxiety, and depression can alter the chemistry of the brain and reduce the effectiveness of sensory gating. In order to prevent cognitive issues related to gating, it is important to try re-gating. Gating can be improved by using relaxation techniques that help the mind focus and filter out the distractions. Setting goals require focus and a calm atmosphere. Before setting goals, attempt to use relaxation techniques such as meditation to clear the mind of distractions. Case study. After obtaining a new job, Eric spent his time busy working. With the new job taking priority, he forgot to set a new goal in his life. When the opportunity came, he just let it slide and hoped that he will set his goal in the future. His colleagues recognized how busy he was and told him to listen to his emotions. They reminded him to prioritize in order and realize which goals should be on his list and how he should approach them. By recognizing his value, Eric's colleagues helped him gain a bit more confidence. This in turn guided him in the long run. His new long-term goal was to become the manager of the facility within 5 years. He achieved this goal, but only when his attention and mind were fully focused.